The family of the young man who died in Ibiza last weekend are still waiting for his body to be returned to their home in Newton Abbey. 21-year-old Alan Drennan died less than 24 hours after arriving on the Spanish island. The exact circumstances of his death are still unclear, and although the Spanish authorities have carried out a post-mortem examination, the results have so far not been officially released. The Drennan family are being helped to bring Alan's body back home by the Kevin Bell Repatriation Trust. Colin Bell, who runs the charity, spoke to Audrey Carville on Sunday Sequence yesterday, and he explained how this case is proving to be unusually complicated.
It is difficult, and Ibiza is particularly difficult. We've been trying to get him as quick a flight as we can, and they keep coming up with different excuses as to why he can't come on the next available flight. I don't know. It's just very difficult at the moment.
Now, we've learned in the days since Alan Drennan died that he may not have died a natural death. And that brings immense stress and added complications, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you get that dreadful news, all you want is your loved one home as quickly as possible. With the distance being away, and you know that they're on their own, and it's just so important to get them home.
Well, the solicitor Michael Madden, who's advising the Drennan family, joins me now in the studio. It feels like we're a week on, yet, if anything, there are more questions surrounding the death of Alan Drennan. We've heard questions about whether the Spanish police had spoken to him. We've heard questions about, you know, what condition he was in on the plane, for example. What do we actually know, Michael? And what do the family know?
Well, what the family know, we're trying to get information as best we can. The British consulate in Ibiza have been providing most of the information. Have been delays regarding trying to get the paperwork released from the court to have the body returned. Danny Kinahan, the family's local MP, intervened on Friday and was told fairly quickly that the paperwork was released. Now, it turns out that there are issues with that. There's an error on the paperwork, and that couldn't be, we were told, rectified over the weekend. So now, today, we're hoping that that will be rectified today. We're hoping to have the body back on Tuesday, and we're trying to get a post-mortem done when the body returns on Tuesday, so that the family can have peace of mind to try and find out exactly, forensically, what was the cause of death.
And a post-mortem examination has, as we mentioned, been carried out in Ibiza. We know some details, even if the results have not been revealed, we do know some details of what it said.
Yes, we haven't received the full results back yet. They won't be released until the toxicology report is done, and we've been again told that could be a number of weeks, could be a number of months before we get that back. In relation, we have been given the results now. We haven't actually received it in writing, but we've been told from the consulate that a preliminary report states that there were multiple organ failure. Now, I've spoken to the Professor Marie Cassidy, the state pathologist in the Republic of Ireland. I've also spoken to Dr Ingram, who's the assistant state pathologist in Belfast, and both independently have told me that that terminology doesn't actually tell you anything, and in fact, it's unusual terminology to use in the circumstances, that terminology is really only used if somebody has died in a hospital, usually in intensive care, and that preliminary report is strange and doesn't actually tell you anything. So again, it just raises further questions.
And I suppose that's why the family are pushing for another post-mortem examination to be carried out. It is likely, though, that that's going to happen in the south rather than the north, though, isn't it? Why is that?
There are some quite complicated legal issues regarding that. One of them being that the pathologists in Belfast have said that they aren't able to perform the post-mortem in Belfast. Now, they've told us that the reason for that is that because the body has embalmed, the body was embalmed immediately after the first post-mortem in Ibiza, there's formaldehyde used, and due to that, really for health and safety reasons, that they can't then conduct a second post-mortem. Now, I've spoken to Professor Cassidy, who has no issues with that, and she is willing to do that. So that is the main reason why we're looking to have the body returned to Dublin. Aside from that as well, the coroner in Dublin has indicated that it's likely that when the body does return, that they will begin an investigation. Now, in Northern Ireland, the legislation is different, and the jurisdiction in Northern Ireland doesn't allow the coroner to have basically have the jurisdiction to investigate a death that happens outside Northern Ireland. There has been a Court of Appeal case as recently as 2008 to challenge that position, but the Court of Appeal fairly firmly indicated that the jurisdiction doesn't allow that.
And hopefully a post-mortem examination will give some answers to what has happened here. I mentioned earlier on the timeline of events, and that is important to the family. If you just take me through exactly what we do definitely know from the moment that Alan was on the plane. We know, for example, that he was shouting across to friends on the plane at one stage. He wasn't sitting with them. And then afterwards, is it true that he was spoken to by Spanish police?
We haven't had anything officially. The official line from the police is that he wasn't arrested. They haven't said one way or another whether they spoke to him. His friends have said that they could see outside the window of the plane that Alan was in the company of Garda Civil. They could see the writing on the back of the jackets whenever he was taken away from them. And they met up with him that night. He told them that he was with police, that the police had arrested him, that he was in their detention, he couldn't leave, and that they assaulted him, and his friends could see his black eyes, injuries to his head, gash on his ear, gash on his head, and an open wound on his elbow.
Those are serious allegations.
Serious allegations, and the police in Spain released a statement saying that the post-mortem showed that there were no signs of violence on the body, and this is the reason that the concerns have been raised with the family, because they have obviously this conflicting statement from the police and what his friends have been saying.
Okay. And then at a later date, some hours later, he was found in his hotel room, and he wasn't staying with other people, is that right?
That's right, because he booked his holiday at a different time from his friends. He ended up in a different place where his friends were staying. Whenever his friends went to try and find him the following day, they were told that he had died, and nobody was actually with him when he died, it looks like. His friends tried to bring him up to his... They found him in a distressed state, in a confused state, and they tried to bring him up to his room in the place where he was staying, and the staff in the hotel basically wouldn't let his friends bring him up to their room. They said it was against the rules of the hotel, and he was brought up to his room by a staff member in the hotel, and that's the last anybody who knows Alan saw him.
And all of these complications and all of these questions, that must be just prolonging the agony for the family. I mean, I know you've been speaking and in close contact with them. How are they coping with all of this?
They're doing their best. They know, for Alan's sake, that they need to get the answers, and as difficult as it is, they know they just have to be strong to try and get through this process. But it's, as you can imagine, it's devastating for them. First of all, having to deal with the death in these circumstances, and then having to go through the whole process for any family. The delays that have been caused and the lack of information is very difficult to deal with.
And just finally, when do we expect that the body will finally be brought back?
We were hoping to have the body back at the weekend. Obviously, that hasn't happened due to the error in the paperwork in Spain. But we are hoping to have the body back on Tuesday evening.
OK. Listen, Michael Madden, thank you very much for coming in. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.